95.3 The Bullets, your morning stampede. I'm Steve Summers.
I'm Ryan Sartori.
And he's Josh Binning from Lucha Cantina. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in to tell us more about Rockford Area Restaurant Week happening, I think, this week, right?
Starts the 31st and goes through February 6th. So it starts next Tuesday, upcoming Tuesday.
This is so cool because that means we get to sample restaurants for a reason.
That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Not just survival, right, as they say, for food, so...
Right, we can go have some fun, and there's a reason for us to go out. Yes, exactly, Steven. So what's the reason to come to Lucha right now? What are you guys doing for Restaurant Week?
Now, for Restaurant Week, we've got some menu items that we're trying out. So we've got a new menu that's going to roll to our whole customer base end of February. So we've got a few things that we're going to roll. We're making fajitas. So we've got steak fajitas, steak and shrimp fajitas, chicken fajitas. We're also making an appetizer sampler, which has some nacho puerco on it, some flautas on it, and some of our sheet pan nachos all in the same sheet pan. So it's going to be some large pork. Some fun things for guests to try. Guests for our restaurant can get it for dine-in or they can get it for to-go. Either one of those is an option. So, yeah, just making some fun new stuff. There's a ton of restaurants involved. So, like, even if you're not coming to Lucha because you live in Duran, there's a restaurant in Duran, the Fire Barn, that's involved with it. There's restaurants in Byron involved with it. Restaurants all over. You can go to gorockford.com. They've got all the restaurants listed right there. It's a great event that the city's putting on for us.
This guy speaks my language.
What, food?
Food.
And mimosas, too. Tell me you're not going to change the Tequila Sunrise Mimosa that I had.
Tequila Sunrise Mimosa is not going anywhere. That's a fun drink to make. It's a fun drink to drink. And as you mentioned a second ago, it's a good-sized cocktail as well. It's not coming in a little champagne flute. It's a good beverage for if you're starting out your weekend.
That's why you won Best 4 All-Around Award in 2022. It had to be the Tequila Sunrise Mimosa.
You know, that was a great award for us, and we were really proud to win it. It was listed as a place that's most welcoming to the guests that come in the door, and my staff does a great job of really trying to be great for everyone who comes in the door and give them a great experience no matter what time of day or what day of the week. We're really proud of that.
And they won an award for best cocktail and brew. What was those? What were you making at that
time?
We
did not actually win that award.
So the best for all is like a...
Everything.
It's like an all-encompassing. But they do have all kinds of awards. Like you're able to go back to the GoRockford.com website. You can vote for best bite, best atmosphere, best for all, best beverage, best package altogether. So there's lots of options to vote for different restaurants there.
Very cool. And I love the location still in the Edgebrook Shopping Center. You got that little outdoor area still?
We do.
Summer?
I mean, it's a little chilly outside for it right now, but our patio will be open probably starting in late April. Yeah, we've got our patio. We've got our private dining space. We're updating our bar literally as we speak right now, making that a little bit cooler. We're painting some giant murals in the dining room coming up in a week or so. So all kinds of fun things going on inside the restaurant as well and the actual physical space to make it more welcoming. For all.
So that atmosphere and vibe, you guys are just cranking it up.
We are turning that to 11, absolutely.
Nice.
A lot of new colors, a lot of, I guess you would say, traditional, you know, face masks. I mean, you have everything.
Yeah, we've done a lot to really try to spruce the place up. We put in new flooring, brought in new furniture, painted the whole restaurant in the past year or so. So we did a lot of things to really update a restaurant. I mean, we're coming up on our 10th anniversary right now. So it's time to kind of update some stuff and have some fun with it. And we've had great reactions from our guests so far on it.
10 years. Can't believe it. That's what's so cool about Rockford Area Restaurant Week.
Say that slowly.
This week is that you can go into Lucha Cantina and find out what he's talking about.
Right. If you've never been, now is a great reason and a great opportunity to go in there and not only try a new restaurant, but try new food at the new restaurant.
Ever been? Yeah.
I've not.
Oh, yeah.
So this is my reason.
And the night's young. See you tonight. Yeah. I love it.
Thanks, Josh, for coming in.
Thanks
and good luck during Rockford Area Restaurant Week going on now. Lucha Cantina in the house with 95.3 The Bull.